I told you a while back about a property that listed, and in the agent only remarks, it mentioned that the property is owned by multiple tenants in common. And that's a way to hold title. And married couples generally don't hold that way, although I did have a listing once and where they held it tenants in common. But that's rare. But when you have multiple people, I don't know if they bought this to use it part-time, kind of created their own little Picasso timeshare thing. But the listing hit, and it said that it was signed by a majority. The listing agreement was signed by the majority of the multiple tenants in common. And, of course, sale requires unanimous consent, which it says. But those who signed believe only a compelling offer may secure an agreement from all. No assurances can be made that all owners will voluntarily agree. So you know what? It went into escrow right away. It was a lot of money, big house, and I guess that what that was telling buyers is you better come in at full price or something dramatic. It'll be curious to see what it sells for. Small house, big price, but exceptional location. So then I got a legal Q&A that kind of dovetailed into that example of selling a fractional interest. They give you, and this, they always give you these multiple choice questions. August and Beatrice are an unmarried couple. They each have a 50% interest in a single family home. Beatrice is unhappy with August. I don't know why they use the name August. We don't know if that's a man or a woman, not that it really matters. Maybe they're just buddies. Beatrice is unhappy with August. She asked you to help her sell. Okay, so you, meaning she comes to a real estate agent and she goes, hey, sell my 50% interest. And the question is, can the listing, a real estate agent, help Beatrice, who owns 50% of a single family home, and can you sell her 50% interest? Pick the best answer. Well, before I even looked at the answers, I thought, oh my God, I would run away as far as I could. But you know what? The other agent who couldn't get all the sellers to sign, they didn't run away. I mean, you know, a lot of agents wouldn't have tried that. So kudos. Can you help Beatrice list, market, and sell her 50% interest? Yes. A is yes. B is yes if August hold title together as joint tenants. Yes if August and Beatrice hold title together as tenants in common. No. Then the answers are always very interesting. Answer A is the best answer. Yes, you can do that, theoretically speaking. You can help Beatrice list and sell her 50% interest. However, in reality, it's probably not a good use of your time. Probably not a good use of your time, as explained below. Answers B and C are both true statements. This is what this Q&A always happens. Like, they're all true, but they're not the best answer. A co-owner of a property can transfer title to that person's fractional interest, regardless of whether the title is held as joint tenants or tenants in common. Now, actually, you know, I learned something there because I forgot that you could do that with joint tenants. Beatrice does not need August's consent to transfer title. Oh, here it is. Maybe I wasn't wrong. If they held title as joint tenants and Beatrice transfers her 50% interest over to Carla, then August and Carla, the new buyer, will hold title together as tenants in common, not as joint tenants. Well, that's a legal quagmire. Even though Beatrice can theoretically sell her 50% interest, in reality, virtually no one in the open market will want to buy it. Virtually no one would want to own a property 50-50 with August, who probably doesn't even cook. They're a complete stranger. And even if you found someone to buy a 50% interest, they're likely to offer to pay substantially less than 50% of the property's market value. If, despite those obstacles, you and Beecher still want to list the property for sale, you can check out MLS, permit a fractional interest. A buyer may face certain interests, such as obtaining financing. Yeah, we don't know about the loan. Are they both on the loan? Do they own it outright? That's a whole other hornet's nest. As well as trying to get a co-ownership agreement with August. I wonder if this has ever happened. Richard, what do you think? Has this ever happened? Oh, I got another great story, but I don't have time. I'll have to tell you that next week. What do I have? What do I have that's a quickie? Oh, I love going to Santa Cruz Market. And so I sent out an email to six people. I BCC'd them. And I copied and pasted the ad from Santa Cruz Market. I go, you guys ever buy these? And two people said, oh, yeah, no, spare ribs. I'm not really a big spare rib fan. But they all missed they didn't read it close enough because the ad was a typo. It said spared ribs for sale. Spared ribs. They didn't spare the pig. But maybe spared ribs is a new cut I'm not aware of. You are listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Again, a quick shout out to the American Institute of Architect Tour. You can go to AIASB.com, AIASB.com, or you can call 805-966-4198 to get tickets. October 4th is the event. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.